Good morning, Councillors. Welcome to our ordinary meeting of council. Agenda of ordinary meeting of council of Central Islands Council scheduled to be held in Hamilton Council in Hamilton on Tuesday, 7th January 2023, commencing at 9 a.m. As soon as that is Section 65 of the Local Government Act 1993, that the matters to be discussed under this agenda have been, where necessary, subject of advice from a suitably qualified person, and that such advice has been taken into account in providing advice to the council. Dated at Hamilton, this 12th January 2023, Kim Hossack, General Manager. On his council vote, good morning, Councillor. Audio recording disclaimer. As per Regulation 33.2K of the Local Government Legal Procedures Regulations 2015, audio recordings of meetings will be made available to council staff and members of the wider community, including government agencies and will be made available on council's website as soon as practical after each council meeting. Unlike Parliament, council meetings are not subject to parliamentary privilege, and both council and the individual may be liable for comments that may be regarded as offensive, derogatory and or defamatory. The Mayor advises the meeting and members of the public that council meetings, not including closed sessions, are audio recorded and published on council's website in accordance with council's policy 2750. Acknowledgement of country. I acknowledge the traditional owners of this land as Tasmanian Aboriginal people, past, present and future. Present. Myself, of course, Deputy Mayor Wright, Councillor Miller, Councillor Scott Bowden, Councillor Honour, Councillor Legion, Councillor Cassidy, Councillor Bailey, Councillor Hall, General Manager, Deputy Hossack, Deputy General Manager Adam Wilson, taking minutes, and in our gallery we have Damien Vester and John, what's your
name? Andrew Arthur.
John Andrew Arthur. Thank you. Any apologies? No apologies. That's good, we're all here. Leave of absence. No leave of absence. Pecuniary interest declaration in accordance with Regulation 87 of the Local Government Meeting Procedures Regulation 2015. The chairperson of the council has communicated that they or a close associate have or are likely to have a pecuniary interest in a pecuniary detriment or conflict of interest in any item of the agenda. Do we have any? Nine.
Received
interest declaration.
Should that be perceived or preceived? Is there
should be perceived.
Perceived or
perceived?
That's a
I looked at that to work out what that means.
Yeah, that's just a little typo. I don't know, yes. Under the model code of conduct made by order of the minister responsible for local government, the following will apply to a council. Part 2, conflict of interest that are not pecuniary. 6. A councillor who has an actual potential or perceived conflict of interest in a matter before the council must declare the conflict of interest and the nature of the interest before the discussion on the matter begins, and act in good faith and exercise reasonable judgment to determine whether a reasonable person would consider that the conflict of interest requires a councillor to remove him or herself physically from any council discussion and remain out of the room until the matter is decided by the council. 10. Closed session of the meeting. Regulation 15.1 of the Local Government Meeting Oh, yes, sorry. Thanks, General Manager. Does anyone have perceived interest?
And what?
Perceived interest.
Perceived interest.
Conflict of interest.
Personal relation to anybody.
So perceived, Councillor Bailey, perceived is like a personal relation or anything like that, so. No? All good? All good. 10, closed session of meeting. Regulation 15.1 of the local government meeting procedures regulations 2015 states that at a meeting the council by absolute majority or a council committee by simple majority may choose a part of the meeting to the public for reasons specified in sub regulation 2. As per regulation 15.1 of the local government meeting procedures regulations 2015, this motion requires an absolute majority. Recommendation that pursuant to regulation 15.1 of the local government meeting procedures regulation 2015, council by absolute majority close the meeting to the public to consider the following matters in closed session. Move to close, councillor Honour, second the councillor Legion. Those four against, that is carried. Thank you. And now we'll move into the closed session. And last, the gallery is moved. Leave the room, please.
I'll move it.
Thank you, councillors. I reopen the meeting at 10:41. Due to COVID-19, a limit of 4 members of the public at any one time will be advised. We are advised again to the meeting and members of the public that council meetings, not including closed sessions, are audio recorded and published on council's website. Deputations, Neil today, public question time in accordance with the local government meeting procedures regulations 2015. The council conducts a public question time forum to enable members of the public to ask questions on council related matters. A period of 15 minutes, if required, will be set aside at the beginning of each ordinary council meeting to conduct public question time. If a response to a question cannot be provided at the meeting, a written response will be provided as soon as practical. A member of the public may give written notice to the general manager 7 days before a meeting of a question to put to the meeting. The chairperson may invite any member of the public present at a meeting to ask questions without notice relating to the activities of the council, subject to the provisions of clause 2 below. 1. Once question time commences, the chairperson will determine the order in which questions are held. 2. Questions may relate to any business of council capable of being discussed in the open portion of the meeting and which is not listed as an item for consideration on the agenda for the council meeting. 3. Members of the public proposing a question are required to be present at the council meeting at which their question is to be read. When a person submits a question for public question time but fails to attend the meeting, the question will be treated as general correspondence and a written response will be provided at the earliest opportunity. 4. The person asking the question, when called upon the chairperson, the question to stand, state their name and address, read out the question. 5. The chairperson retains the right to accept or decline questions and to determine if the question is to be answered at the meeting by the appropriate councillor or employee or written down and taken on notice. The decision to take the question on notice may also be taken by the councillor or employee to whom the question is directed. Questions taken on notice will be answered at a later meeting. 6. The chairperson may rule the question inappropriate and thus inadmissible if, in his or her opinion, it has already been asked, is unclear, irrelevant, insulting, improper, or relates to any matter which would normally be discussed in the closed portion of the meeting as defined in the local government regulation 2015. 7. Public question time forum will be limited to a maximum of 15 minutes in duration and will be declared closed following the expiration of the allocated time period, or where all valid questions have been dealt with, whichever is the sooner. 8. Each question is to be asked by the proponent, who will be allowed a maximum of 3 minutes in which to put the question. 9. The chairperson will not allow any discussion or debate on either the question or the response. 10. Where a person proposes more than one question at any one forum, and there are a number of persons wishing to lodge questions, the chairperson may take the questions in such order so as to hear as many members of the public as practical during the time allocated. 11. The minutes of the council meeting will contain a summary of each question asked by members of the public and the response given. 12. Public statements, as opposed to questions, will not be accepted for the reason that statements could be considered a form of participation. Excuse me. Pertaining to any planning authority agenda item within this agenda, council will do so in accordance with council's policy 2017-49. Both the public question time procedure above and council's policy 2017-49 public comment on planning agenda items will be available for the public to view at the meeting. Commitments. Councillor Cassidy is.
Yes, sir, Madam Mayor, is it possible in the future, if we do not have any members of the public getting deputations or asking questions, could we merely just point out item 14, 1 through 12, and dispense with the 7 minutes of reading it? Do you think that's possible, legally speaking?
Through the mayor, can you repeat that, please? Councillor, what?
Yes, sir.
Removing deputations.
Madam Mayor and General Manager, I'm just asking if there are no members of the public giving deputations or here to ask questions, if we could dispense with the reading of this, yes, very, very long, verbose. Is it possible that we could dispense with it? Legally speaking, if there's
that
nobody
is,
here?
That is a decision of the mayor. She can make the call at that particular time.
Yeah.
It is her choice, but for the agenda going out to the public and for viewing, it should remain there so people are fully aware of the process of how we deal with public questions if they wish to attend.
Thank you.
Is there any, pardon me, any questions from the gallery? Public question time.
There are no members of the public present,
You're not a person from the public? You're not a public person?
No, we're representatives of the press.
Not members of the public. There are no members of the public here.
It's not practice for members of the press to put questions to the council meetings.
So you're here as reporters only?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Commitments. 15.1 is the mayoral commitments. 15.2 is the councillor commitments. Deputy Mayor Allwright, Councillor Bailey, Councillor Bowden, Councillor Cassidy, Councillor Hall, Councillor Honour, Councillor Meacham, Councillor Miller. 15.3 is the general manager commitments. 15.4 is the deputy general manager's commitments. You would have all been no doubt. Notification of council workshops held. Workshop was held on the 5th of January 2023, and the following items were discussed. Future workshops Council and Planning Committee agenda format and inclusion, future of local government review, stage two, options plan submission, lone pine memorial park, bylaws and nuisances, workforce and skill development in our region. 17, future workshops. In the future, Council will hold a monthly workshop every second Tuesday of the month commencing in February. The next workshop is to be held on 14th February 2023.
Is that sort of notification that you want councillors to put agenda items for that workshop? That seemed to happen last time.
Yeah, that can happen. Thank you. Mayor announcements is a letter I'd like to read from the Gretna Fire Brigade. Dear Mayor and councillors, I would like to thank you for your kind contribution of $150 towards the Sander Lolly Run. The Sander Lolly Run was held on Saturday the 17th of December 2022. It started at 11 a.m. and did not get back to the fire station until 6 p.m. From a logistics point of view, the Lolly Run involved 3 Tasmania Fire Service vehicles, 3 senior brigade members, plus Santa, who is also a senior brigade member, good on Santa, plus 5 junior cadet members. From a Central Highlands Council area point of view, we visited Gretna, Bloomfield, Marquee Road, Morton Mandeville, Glenelg, every street in Hamilton, most streets in Ouse and surrounding areas, and the health centre and independent living units in Ouse. The Gretna Fire Brigade Sander Lolly Run has been a Christmas feature of the Aberdale Valley for over 15 years, and this year topped the charts with 148 bags of lollies handed out to children and senior citizens in both the Derwent Valley Council and the Central Highlands Council areas. Once again, I would like to thank you for your contribution to this enduring event. Yours sincerely, Colin Cunningham, Brigade Chief, Gretna Fire Brigade. So that was lovely and truthful. They certainly appreciate our contribution.
Good.
19 minutes. 19.1, confirmation of draft minutes, ordinary meeting of council, 6th of December 2022. A move, please.
Yes.
Councillor Miller, Councillor Honour. Those 4. Any advance? That is carried. Is there any discussion? Good. 19.2, receive of draft minutes planning committee meeting on the January 2023. Councillor Orr, move. Second, Councillor Bailey. 4. Against? That is carried. Business arising, deputation of Jack Beatty, deputation of Oscar Church, 19.2 was the boundary reorganisation, 21.2 was Roadside Avenue 3, 22.2 was Lifted Agricultural Society, 22.3 was the Bottle High School Community Grant Application, 22.4 was the review of policy model. Code of Conduct, 22.5, Doctor Swimming Pool, and 22.2 was recommendations from the audit panel, and that was all for noting. 21, the Derwent Catchment Project Report, but I shall move, please, Councillor Honour, Councillor Orr, second. Those 4, report. Is there any advance?
Can I invite them to talk to the new council next month or whenever, just to introduce the Derwent Catchment and their program, the run program for council, a cultural program, introduce them to the new council. So could we extend an invitation to them next month?
Yes, for certain things.
Yeah.
Okay, very good. Thank you, Councillor. 22, the council acting as a planning authority with regulation 21-351 for the local government plans to see the regulation 2015 and verifies that the council intends to act as a planning authority under the land use plan on Children's Act 1993 is to be known in accordance with regulation 25, the council will act as a planning authority in respect to those matters appearing under item 22 in this agenda in accordance of any subcommittee items. All members have to know that the council is now acting as a planning authority. Councillor Cassidy, Councillor Miller.
Can I ask you this?
So who's funding this? Your fund, DD. Who's fund keeps winning? There's a motion.
It's mine and I'll turn it to silence. I apologise to me, colleague.
I often forget to actually need to do more. Thank you. So, that was moved by Councillor Cassidy, seconded by Councillor Miller. Council is now acting as a planning authority and that was carried. Yep. Carried. There was no one against that, was it? Fine. Okay. 22.1 is the reorganisation of boundaries and subdivisions. 871
and 1 Road. Read all the information provided. That was all presented at Planning Committee and I just moved the recommendation of the Planning Committee.
Thank
is
you,
that Karen. The way we wanted to get to the end rather than go through the whole convoluted process again?
Thank you for that.
It's
moved by Councillor Allwright, second by Councillor Cassidy. Those for that recommendation, is there anyone against that recommendation? That is carried, thank you very much.
That's how this goes.
That's exactly what the mayor is.
Yeah, oh, I see. Yeah.
Page 31, item 23.
On page 42 already, but it hasn't happened, so. Services report for December 2022 that we received rather than
Should that be adopted?
Yeah.
Be adopted rather than board received it.
Yeah, it's going to cross high.
Yeah, we'll remove it. It's just through you, the mayor, it's the numbered recommendation. 09/0120.
So the body county vote has to be passed on that. And that was carried, so we just moved that down there. Yeah. All righty. 24.2, central items draft local provision schedule. Notice under section 35K1A, section 35KB. 4A of the Land Use Planning and Approval Act 1993, notification of decision of the Land Planning Committee and welcome day.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. This is really just advising councillors and the community that the process of moving to the new Tasmanian planning scheme for Central Islands moved a significant step forward with the Planning Commission handing down their decision on the draft local provision schedule. So I've outlined or summarised some of the key points of their decision and put the process forward. Probably significantly, we must note that 1 week after having received the decision, so on the 11th of January, we are now to assess planning applications as if the new scheme is in, as modified by the Commission's notification. So we are sort of effectively under the new scheme now, even though it's not officially declared. It will be officially declared, or the effective date will be decided once the Commission are satisfied that we've made the modifications as required in their notification. So sometime in the next weeks we'll get to that point where we will advertise the Commission's, well, effectively the Commission's position, but basically notifying the effective date of the Central Islands joining the Tasmanian Planning Scheme. And as I've said in there, the changes are in two categories. The lesser ones, which I just made without any further fuss, and the significant modifications which are made and are in force, but will have to be subject to a further notification process. Really, that's all about affording everyone due process. If the Commission believed a modification was a significant departure from the previously publicly notified draft of the LPS, then it made that determination, and that's why that has to be subject to a final public notification process. So it's really just a matter of any questions.
Councillor
Thanks, Damien. I'm assuming you'll put in place the process of further notification.
Yes.
Yeah. And so what happens if there's a DA that's, say for example, in the present agricultural zone up the top that's going to move to the rural zone?
Yeah, we have
is there a sort of a provision?
No, we have to assess the DAs as if the modifications have been made.
Ah, right. Yeah. Thanks. Yeah.
Councillor
Cassidy, and then I was just a short one. Damien sent us through, it's to do with that advertising. Damien sent us through the email, and that came from the department that said, until it's gazetted, we can't advertise it. So once it's gazetted, then we can advertise. We can't advertise before that.
Yeah. Oh, so the new planning scheme's got to be gazetted.
That we have basically taken that on, then we advertise that we are now under that. We can't do that before it's gazetted, even though we're using it.
Even though we're using it?
Yes. Yeah.
So inventive.
Councillor Cassidy.
Well, one thing that Louisa Brown pointed out, and correct me if I'm wrong, Grant, payments for development applications that have not been paid, they will be assessed under the new planning scheme.
Yes, so one point there is under the legislation, a development application is not a complete application until all the information and the fees have been paid. So Louisa was pointing out that there are some applications in the office that were lodged even before Christmas that are not yet complete applications. So even though the initial paperwork came in before Christmas, the important thing is when are they complete applications? So if they were complete applications with fees paid before the 11th of January, they'll be assessed under the old scheme. But going forward from the 11th of January, any applications that become complete applications after that date have to be assessed under the new scheme.
Thank you. I just basically wanted to make that public for the recording, that information.
Okay, so I'll put the recommendation forward that council, if they notice under section 35K1A and section 35KB4A of the Land Use Planning Improvements Act 1993 regarding the Central Highlands Draft Local Provision Schedule, be received. May I have a mover, Councillor Orr, Councillor Cassidy, those for the recommendation. Is there any against? That is carried. Thank you, Mayor. 24.3 is the proposed Township Structure Planning Project. Over to you, Daniel.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. So this is the project that we've been working on for a little while and subject to a working group session last week to look at the key documents, being the draft project plan and draft project brief. The recommendation is that we, formally initiate that project and call for expressions of interest from potential consultants to undertake the work once the funding assistance from the state government has been confirmed through a grantee. And as of yesterday, I was advised by the State Planning Office that they're still waiting for the draft grantee to come back from Crown Hall. So presumably we will get that sometime in the next weeks. And the other thing is that this version of the project brief has the maps that we looked at the working group, and they are broad brush maps. You know, we've got dotted lines indicating the area of interest for each town. That's not a hard and fast line, but if anyone has got suggestions that we've missed out entire sections around the town that we should have put in there, probably now's the time to let you know. But I tried to make the lines pretty broad. Yeah. You're pretty generous, yeah.
So, Councillor
Miller. I did see them, but seniors moment. Did we include in the Hamilton, up on the Hamilton Ponds?
I've got the map here. This is up the hill?
Yeah.
Yeah, we went a reasonable way up, but we can further extend that back with your permission.
Yeah. I didn't even know that there was town planning up there before.
Yeah, I mean, we could extend that out to include all those historic old
blocks. I would like to put it to the council that we extend it up as far as the Hamilton Plains.
So it doesn't have a village going up there. Oh. Okay. It's just one of the scareboard
It's just the area, the study area. We're not saying that the village zone should be up there at this stage. We're saying
Sounds sensible.
Damien, unfortunately, I couldn't make most of that meeting last week, and I don't have been there as an observer. But a couple of things. One is that as they are so rapidly expanding, I'd be keen to see the extension of the project towards Laina, Arthur's Lake, etc., you know, those smaller communities, it's kind of on a maybe basis. Given the level of development in those areas, I'd love to see that move from maybe to Wilbur.
At the moment, I think that with the budget available that we've committed so far.
That was the second part of mine.
Yeah, I think we can definitely cover the three major towns.
Yes.
And at the moment in our project brief, we've got the other towns as a maybe and potentially do some sort of planning there. It might not be a full-blown structure planning. I think if we, my suggestion to councillors are is that we go forward with the areas that we've been working on, but definitely keep in mind the idea that there might be other regions which we may want to have as a follow-on from this once we've tackled the bigger towns.
You know, as I see it, the majority of the building activity now is on some of the smaller communities. But, you know, you make your remark, recently Graham, that, you know, a couple of years ago with one lot per year being sold in Maina, and now it's like, I don't know how many building applications, but many.
Well, yeah. Through the chair, that's true up around the Lakes area, but as Damien's indicated, to get this over the line and use the dollars to our best will be towns that are closer to cities, which people are expanding out into those rural areas. So if we can get these over the line, I'm sure they're going to follow that one up. But sure, you know, the Lakes area now is not classed as Lakes area anymore, it's commuting.
Yeah,
to other places.
Commuting to Joe
Oakland. Also through the Mayor, when we get into the project and we're doing things up there at Maina in this proposed study area, we will be getting a lot of information input from the community up there, and that may well highlight the need to go bigger. And then we'll have to look at the project budget, and maybe it will be accommodated within the project budget, but I suspect that we'll be saying, well, that's going to be the next follow-on project.
Might we have a discretionary budget extension discretion to do so, or at least have that on notice for future council action?
Yes, so we'll bear that in mind, that maybe we should be doing a bigger thing around the way.
Thank you. Councillor Cassidy?
And so, to possibly answer David's question, you know, obviously the issue is the budget, and we've only budgeted so much. And also, I think it's important, as Damien has pointed out, that we focus on these three major communities, because that will actually set the standard or the template for us to follow for the other smaller regions. So I think this is the sensible way to go.
Okay. I'll read the recommendation.
Ben? Can I just point out, yes, what David was saying there is that we've got to remember too that the Great Lake community and the Arthurs Lake community are only an hour and 5 minutes from our second major city in Tasmania. And yes, they are further away from us here in the south, but their main township is Launceston. Canterbury's only 50 minutes away from Launceston, and Maina's probably an hour and five. So I think they are very important, and they will grow as a community, and people will commute to Launceston and Deloraine through that area and live there, because communication is increasing, and we're getting a number of people moving to that, wanting that more area, green type areas to live in and to commute, and you're only 55 minutes from the second major airport in Tasmania.
Well, as I voiced some concerns to Damien, I think the residential development, particularly in the town I know best, Maina, is going way ahead of any other developments. There is no public space development there. I voiced, the only place you can meet other people there are licensed premises.
Through the chair, if I can add to that too, it is that landlocked type of thing around Maina, and the last subdivision that came through was through Peter Tyson, the next amount of blocks. But I think Peter's thinking twice about it now because of, I don't like to say it, but new planning regulations and that type of thing is basically making it very difficult for some developers to deal with certain issues. So it's one that we try to deal with all the time, but sometimes it's like that's in the too hard basket and backs off again, so that land's still sitting there.
And they're really being recorded too.
So, right. But it is, I'm just, if you understand through the planning process, you know, developers have to do certain standards and that type of thing. Is it worthwhile them jumping through hoops and that type of thing to try and do that? So
thank you. Councillor Cassidy.
No, Mayor, can I ask a grand question? Kind of like a clarification. What the extra challenges can you identify that the new planning scheme is imposing on developers?
Oh, in different areas. There's horses to courses, so different areas. Like in your town, it may have infrastructure in that in, obviously easier. If you go into the ones at my end, where we haven't got sewer or water or stormwater and that type of thing, that's where they throw them up, and it's just a bit more costly. They've got to do a few reports and try and work out those things. So they balance it up. What's it going to cost us for the development to happen to what price we can get them? So that's why sometimes it brings up these little issues.
Thank you. Thank you. Okay. The recommendation is that A, Council initiate the Central Highlands Township Structure Planning Project as outlined in the attached draft project plan and draft project brief dated the 11th of January 2023. B is call for expressions of interest from potential consultants to undertake the work once the funding assistance from state government, state planning office has been confirmed to a grant to the mover, please. Councillor. All right, Councillor Barnes. Those four. Is there any against that recommendation? That is carried. Thank you. 2024 Bronte Park Amenities and Subdivision Update. Mayor Griffith, I've asked for the council to be provided an update and I'll ask Brian to do that, please.
The update is we're still sitting at where we were some months ago to do with the water connection. First we had to deal with tap water, single water connection to a toilet block that turned out that we had to put a 100 mil line down the road, the reason being that Tasman would look at it as there may be expansion later, so it needs to be up to a certain grade in case you extend on, then they'll come and service in one toilet. So we had those plans done, which get handed over then to State Growth. We're in a State Growth. Thank you, Dave. We're in a State Growth Reserve. We got to the stage just before Christmas where it was going to be signed off that design. We came back after Christmas and someone else from State Growth had stepped into the position and we went back to square one because they wanted more information on it. So at this stage we're very close to having a final signing for the crossover to get over the road, which then Richard Sutcliffe will be able to undertake those works. So that's where we're at the moment. Hopefully that'll be before the end of the month and then the month to do the work. So by February, hopefully, we'll have a water connection. All the rest is up and going because we're, temporary water connections and brick.
Very good, thank you.
That's where we're at.
Thank you. 24.5, as you will read in your agenda, the reallocation of budget funds and the recommendation is that the budget allocation for the Wairarapa Hall roof and squash court floor to be reallocated as follows: 50,000 ooze hall floor, 50,000 Bronte toilet water connection. Can I have a motion, Councillor Honour, Councillor Cassidy? Those for that recommendation. Is there anyone against that recommendation? That is carried. Thank you. That looks like it, Brian. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mayor. Thank you, Councillors.
25 is works and services. 25.1 works and services report. So Oh, yes, Councillor Bailey, second to Councillor Meacham. Those for that report. Any against that recommendation? That is carried. Thank you very much. To 25.2, preparing Australian Community Program Grant. We have a recommendation that Council receive the monthly project report for December from GHD for the River Clyde flood planning mapping. Start the card moment, Councillor Cassidy, second.
Can I just ask a comment, Mayor? Those reports we get are just for the funding to understand. They just says what they've done. But at some point, and we invite them to maybe at a workshop, I don't know, but to sort of discuss some of the implications, maybe Jason will know what they'll do.
Can I just finish the recommendation?
So that was just a question. So if you put that motion that we received back.
So we're on to 25.2, Welcome Works and Services Manager. So the recommendation of Council received a monthly project report from Cindy from GHD for the River Clyde flood mapping study. It was moved by Councillor Cassidy, second by Councillor Albright. Those are all the recommendations. Is there anyone against it? The recommendation? That is carried back over to Jason. So your best.
Oh, well, I was just saying, Jason, that these reports we get are just a whole heap of mumbo jumbo about what they've done. We can't actually get any information out of it. But unless there's something you know, that what I'm just wondering was whether they, you might know whether at the point that they could give some information to Council, a presentation or come to a workshop or something like that. Are they at any point that...
On what's been done so far?
Yeah, whether they've got anything that we should take back to the community, for example, or...
I've been looking at reports, probably not what I can say so far.
No, well, it doesn't say anything, it just says what they've done, they've had a drone fly here.
Yeah. Well, I suppose I've looked at the report, what they've sent through.
Yeah,
and
well, that might have been a bit different to the report we get.
Yeah, right. But I mean, it's not a lot of it.
No, it might be
at this stage. Yeah.
Maybe, probably a few months. Yeah.
So, in the future, Council, we'll invite them to a workshop?
Yep. Maybe 2 or 3 months. So
Any other questions for Works and Services?
I was going to suggest that perhaps they could come to the 14th of February a workshop and just update us on what they have done. I understand they've provided a video or some information of the survey area to Council. They could put on some whatever show and tell or dog and bone show and, you know, let us know exactly what they've done and what their work has entailed to come up with these reports.
Okay, so we could leave it to the Works and Services Manager to receive their
For the workshop? Yeah. There's another one too, quickly on that subject. I'll notice that, previous Councillor Archer was noted as a contact, but I'm
that's correct, yeah.
Not sure that that's good. Is that still on there, Jason? No, I'd have to go back through it. No, there's a contact, but I'm not sure that's
probably not the case here.
No, so probably.
Because that was on behalf of Council.
That's correct.
Yeah, so he moved past that point anyway.
Any other questions to Works and Services? Running smoothly.
Very good. Yeah, very quick.
Well done. Thank you.
Thanks all.
And we've had some fantastic. way the towns are looking.
Oh, that's great.
Thank you.
I'm out there. Can I ask Jason a quick question?
Okay.
Hey Jason, before you wrap up, I was going to suggest coming down the Hollow Tree Road today, especially in some of the steeper curves that chuck a lot of gravel out.
Yeah,
that's
side.
I was just thinking about the motorcycles.
Side, side. That was because the seal was starting to peel in the real hot days in the heat. So we've actually been out there and put some more metal down on it, the sealing contractor did. So that we've already signed it down to 60 with the speed limit signs on the back side, but it will be swept within the next day.
That's not what I'm talking about. Just this side of Hollow Tree, we have 45, that one steep 45 Comet Barlow curve is.
Okay.
A lot of rock out there on that curve. And if a motorcycle comes by, I guess
I'll take a look at that. But
thank you very much.
No,
thanks very much,
Dave.
Administration services report, please issue one future local government review, page 2 options paper, recommendation the council receive future local government review, stage 2 options paper. I have a move, please. Councillor Miller, Councillor Honour, those four. Is there any against? That is carried. Thank you. 26.2. That was just a noting renewable energy zone announcement. 26.3 was the Southern Tasmanian Council following December quarterly report. That was been noted. 26.4 was the private safety statement 2 report by the general manager. The recommendation that a cohort project safety plan will continue to form part of the council's business. Continuity plan for any future epidemics that for the health safety of all employees, contract workers, employers and the public council will be directed by all official state government public health directions and recommendations. May I have a move, please? Councillor Honour and the seconder, Councillor Bailey.
Sorry, can I ask a question on this?
Sure.
Minute? I just want to understand exactly. So, does this mean that the government has declared this pandemic is over? Does anyone know? So, to take that as a yes. So, this recommendation actually just restricts council to the COVID plan when there's a pandemic? Or is it restricting council now when there's no pandemic? Because I think we've got to the point that we probably need to open up the meeting to the public. We don't need these restrictions. We should go back to the board. I mean, it is ridiculous.
That's something that's happening. Probably the next meeting here will be in the boardroom. We're going to
But that's not answering the question.
That is happening.
So that could happen. But by passing this recommendation, does that allow us to remove the restriction on the members of the public?
Through the mayor? Yes, that's correct. That is correct.
So there's no pandemic, so once we pass this, no restrictions on the members of the public.
Attending our meeting? No, that's exactly right.
So on this recommendation where it says council will be directed by all official state government public health directions, any recommendation?
Yes.
That's
yes.
Our guide.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
Does that answer your question?
Yeah. So that means that if we do get another pandemic, we can go straight back to the COVID restrictions without having...
As advised by the state government and federal government regulations.
Yeah.
Previously, the COVID safety plan, all businesses to different levels, we had it. It was a requirement.
I understand that. Yeah.
So we're just following all the we've followed all the processes as per the health directions. but now those health directions have changed, so we're now adjusting our documentation and our plan and how we treat COVID and how we deal with it as per the health.
Yeah.
We still have an obligation under our business continuity plan, if ever an epidemic occurs again, that we have protocols all in place how we will deal with that.
But once this is passed, with all our restrictions...
Yes, because all room restrictions, the whole 1.5 metre square, all those sorts of conditions are now no longer enforceable and in place.
And to add to that, it's individual choice if you wish to wear a mask or
yes.
No, that's all I needed. I just want to be clear.
Good. Moved by Councillor Arnn, sent by Councillor Bailey. Those for that recommendation. Is there anyone against that recommendation? All good.
I just wanted to say, regardless whether we've moved this or not, I think it must be acknowledged that there's been well over 4,000 infections. There's recently been 2 COVID deaths. Over 273,000, more than half the population of the state, has been infected by COVID. So if we choose to keep our head in the sand, you'll only get sick, and we still do not know the effects, the long-term effects of COVID. There's people out there right now who have for over 12 months that are suffering. They're suffering various forms of incapacitation. So let's party. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Arnn. Councillor Bailey, is there anyone
I think it was something on the order of $62,000, is that right? And we brought in 20?
Yeah, it would be around that, I think. Yeah. Okay. But it's probably brought in a lot more for the community. There's a lot of people around. It's supported, like, with the 200 years of Bothell, which was probably 4 weeks before it. We still had a very good turnout for Bushfest for the numbers. I guess the information coming from around town, the businesses around town, it actually propped up their businesses in these times of need during the COVID downturn and those sorts of things. So it's been very good.
Yeah, thank you. Okay, so that was
I think is what I saw of the feedback we're on at. There's been dwindling sites on for the Bushfest. I think every year as we go on, less and less. not enough there to keep them in the grounds for a long time.
And you're right, and when I was speaking with council this morning about this, they certainly were need more time. That's why this is in here, to get things moving. And there is interest coming in all the time, and yes, it needs to be built up in its events.
Can we make it more attractive for people to come and display their wares? Is there any chance of doing that, or...?
That is up to councillors to give input, as much input as they can to help. And we do have several meetings prior to the bush fest.
I think, to be really honest, it is good for the Central Highlands community.
It is.
And it's not something to be sneezed at.
No, no. Councillor Miller and on our, from what I understand, the bush fest has just gone in 2022. The weather had a lot to do with that, because it was a lot of people didn't come because, and they cancelled apparently because of the weather. But as an actor, if I'm saying outside, I've been there twice. I actually enjoyed it, and there's been quite a few participants, but I did notice last year there was a lot to pull out. I mean, there wasn't the caravans that was there a couple of years ago. So yeah, I'd like to see if we could concentrate more on the locals.
And we need to help the council organisers to get more people. Adam?
Yeah, through the chair. Look, there were a number of people pulled out because of the flood event, which was probably about 2 days prior to the bushfest. And we did consider, there was talk about cancellations, during that, because we had a number of people in distress across the state. A lot of people from the northwest couldn't attend because of that, and there were a number of people that wanted to attend and show their wares but couldn't get there for circumstances outside their control. And we also, the main reason we didn't get some of the biggest suppliers like the caravans and the boats there is because there was very limited stock, and there has still been very limited stock, even cars. They're very hard to come by. They don't stay in the showroom that long at this point in time, and we're still waiting up to 9 months for vehicle wear order.
So, is there any chance of us interacting with those bigger companies or like caravan people and boat people to get this on board? Because there's no good as waking up one morning and saying, Bushfest, see you next week. I think it's got to be 6 months out.
Maybe there's, through the chair and through the general manager, there's an opportunity now that we have a debrief with the people that attended and also include the ones that have to pull out, so that we can understand, and also from the volunteer groups, understand the pressures and understandings, and I think we could probably get a lot out of maybe a couple of debrief sessions.
Yes.
That we can look at how we want to make it better, not only this year, but in the next 5 years, so that we have a long-term plan. And that may be we have to increase funding for it, but it may bring in twice as many people.
Okay. Is it possible, and I haven't seen the show committee, that we kind of correlate what we're getting to what we can do with the bushfest, because they're different times of the year.
Oh, yeah.
And we make recommendations, look, we've had those in there really good, maybe we can get them.
Yeah.
Can we do it that way?
And we'll have some work to follow up for this and budget deliberations, etc.
One other point.
Yeah.
The Bushfest last time was held at the same time that the parade was on, the Christmas parade was on in Hobart. So, you know, I was wondering if there isn't a possibility of having the Bush Fest at a time when there's fewer things going on elsewhere to pull visitors away from fall.
I think that has been pretty well investigated, hasn't it, Adam, with what's been happening with Brighton Show, Hillman Show, you know?
There are a number of shows, there's a number of events that, you know, in the north, on the east coast, I think there was the food and wine festival on the east coast on the same day. But we still had, you know, 3,500 people over the 2-day event, which was great for that time of year and the weather event here. We have come across, you know, rain a few times, but we have been lucky enough on the event that we haven't had rain those days, so which helps out. Look, I guess we just need to, you know, promote a little bit more and to get out there, and I think if we do a debrief with event holders, that we'll get some good feedback to understand how we can get more people there, and encouraging our staff members maybe to go along to a few other events during the year to have a look and see if they find some good stalls and to bring those and to invite them along in.
Sorry, the recommendation was moved by Councillor Bowman, second by Councillor Miller. Councillor Cassidy was against, but it was carried 8-1. Thank you. 26.7, the bills of the Plan 2020-2025 progress report. The recommendation that the Health and Wellbeing Plan 2020-2025 progress report be received. Councillor Bowman. Councillor Honour. Those four. Is there any against? Here that is carried. 26.8 by Ann's report to the 24th of December 2022. The Vikings report to the 24th of December 2022. Councillor Miller, Councillor Honour. Those four. Is there any against?
Can I ask a question about the rates for reconciliation? We might have taken on notice in balance 30th of June minus, and I don't know why I've never picked this up before, negative 39,000, but does that mean that we were 39,000 by the end of June unpaid rates, or how do I? So it's on page, what are we looking at? Page
42?
42, yeah.
To get going to that page, just quickly.
You've got in red writing there.
Red writing, I've got in coloured writing.
Yep. Okay, previous page. Okay, coming back. Another one?
But it could be, it could be not just rates, it could be like the number of penalties outstanding and those sorts of things. There could have been a fine, there could have been a fine.
It's one of the old panel and pick that up. That's all I was just.
Through the chair, but it's quite often.
I just have some understanding around whether there's that. That made it, that many rates outstanding by then, or as Adam said, penalties or something like that.
Mm-hmm. And debt adjustments and those sorts of things. And we have had the hardship, obviously, in place for the last 2 years because of COVID. So we have offered those incentives to people. So.
Through the mayor, I'll find some, I'll gather some details on the breakdown of that.
Thank you, General Manager. Very good. In accordance with the requirement of Part 2 Regulation 86 of Local Government Meeting Procedures Regulations 2015, the council by absolute majority may decide to deal with a matter that is not on the agenda according to general knowledge has to report. Even the reason it was not possible to move the matter on the agenda.
There's no supplementary.
The right of a qualified person has been obtained and currently divided by two councils under Section 65 of the Local Government Act 1993.
Oh, also, you've got them not on the agenda.
The recommendation 21-01-2023, the council resolved by absolute majority to deal with any supplementary items not appearing on the agenda as reported by the general manager in accordance with Local Government Meeting Procedures Regulation 2015. Wow, how was that? Move, please. Councillor Bowden, Councillor Miller.
Is this what the clerk?
Yeah.
Is this what the clerk?
Thank you.